The first indication that they were docking with the Tigran ship was a few seconds of deceleration, followed by thuds against the hull and a sideways lurch.
"Retrieval achieved," Berg said. "Bay sealed."
As the Tigrans put away the pilot goggles, Greg's couch released him from the strap web, which retracted into the right-hand raised edge. The hatch was open. Berg waved him through, and moments later he was climbing a narrow companionway out of the shuttlecraft bay. He was met at the top by a burly, dark-haired man in a charcoal-grey uniform.
"Mr. Cameron, my name is Malachi Ash, and I am the commander of this vessel," he said, holding out his hand. "Your uncle, Major Carlson, is, quite a character, very persuasive."
"You're not the first to notice," Greg said as they shook hands.
"If you come with me, I'll show you your quarters."
Greg was led down a narrow corridor, past crew bunkers, with Ash talking as they went.
"The Major and my superior, Captain Franklin, want you back on Darien without delay. So we've already broken orbit and locked into a return trajectory. We should be entering Darien's orbital shell in less than an hour."
Not knowing how much the Tigran knew about the warp well and the Legion of Avatars, he decided to avoid the topic.
"Commander, your man Berg said you'd be filling me in on some of the background, especially regarding your own part in all of this. Also, I was wondering how soon I'll be able to speak with my uncle."
"If you like, we can go straight to the bridge now, and I can have the TAC officer try to raise our planetside operator, and he'll see if the Major is available."
Greg nodded.
"That sounds great. Let's do it."
"Very well. Your sleeping rack is just along there, second on the right, if you want to rest before Darien."
Ash indicated a narrow side passage, then led Greg back to a junction and down a steep set of steps.
"As to how we came to be here, well, it's a tale and a half, and your uncle played a big role in it."
"Why am I not surprised?" As they headed forward and then up more stairs, Greg heard how several days ago Ash was carrying out a stealth mission on Nivyesta when he was captured by the Uvovo. Greg remembered hearing about this from the Sentinel, details which Ash confirmed. How the Uvovo scholars had neutralized the binary bomb in his chest. Ash gave a brief account of how he and Uncle Teo were rescued from pro-hegemony Tigrans by Franklin Gideon, captain of the renegade Stormlion troopers. It ended with the encounter with the Tigran Marshal Becker aboard his flagship and the intervention by a bizarre vessel sent by the Raug, an ancient and mysterious species. Ash finished up as they entered the bridge, a split-level space narrowing towards the forward viewport. Its curved transparency glimmered at the edges with data feeds and system graphics of one kind or another. But it was the view of Darien that held Greg's attention, a bright blue and white orb set against the hazy swirls of interstellar dust which blurred the stars into glimmering haloed jewels. Home. The pang of yearning he felt was unexpected and conflicted with his thoughts of Catriona and an instinctive reluctance to leave her behind. But leave he must. Commander Ash settled into the captain's chair and attached comm devices to ear and mouth. A moment later he was in conversation with one of the other two bridge officers whose station sat on the lower level. He nodded and turned back to Greg.